Latest edition in the season countdown series. Time to talk all things Belmont Lions. Lucky enough to be joined in the KROQ studios by the new coach of the Belmont Lions, Nathan Bissett. Bisso, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, cheers, Kingy. Thank you very much, mate.
What's it been like transitioning from mostly as a player and having some assistant roles to being top dog?
Yeah, a little bit different. Obviously, saving some petrol, not travelling up the highway. But no, it's good to be back down here and with a young list. They're a fantastic bunch of blokes and they're learning, which is the main key.
Yep. You watched a bit of Belmont during the year. What enticed you to the role?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it was that young list that really drew me in. And like I said, I watched them at Anarchy there. And you know, I truly believe they're the better side on the day. They just probably lacked that little bit of composure in the last quarter there and to get them across the line. And I watched them again against East, who are quite a strong outfit as well. They had the makings to, you know, to really push forward and be a good side. But yeah, like I said, we're just adding a little bit of depth to our side this year and focus on that structure and game plan.
Okay. You've obviously had some list transition. There are some players gone who have gone for various reasons, but you've been able to bring some recruits in early. Can you just give us some names of those that you've been able to land that are going to make a difference?
Yeah, definitely. Look, we really want to focus on, one, a bit of speed, but two, a bit of experience. And I think with our two recruits, we've ticked both those boxes with both of them. So Cameron Fletcher is obviously a premiership player in the league, but he's obviously went down to the CDFL there, and he's decided to come back to Geelong and jump in here and hopefully help improve that depth and also, you know, like I said, add that bit of pace and a bit of experience to our side. Shane O'Connell, who's come across from Newcombe, previously I believe was on a list up there at Werribee, so he's also going to add that bit of experience to the young side as well, still being quite young himself, but yeah, I do believe he's going to add that pace that we need as well.
Yep, you'll be a playing coach and you're going to set yourself up across half forward where you played some good footy at Wyndham Vale?
I'd love to be able to tell you where I'm playing at the moment, Kingy, but I don't know that myself. I'll probably just see where we where there's a spot for me. Yep. The way the boys are learning, it's fantastic, it really is. So yeah, I'll probably have to reassess that when come round one.
Yep.
But yeah, I'll be definitely playing. I've got myself a good assistant coach there. And Mark Ettridge also come across from Newcombe. You know, he's world knowledge. Yep. Played a lot through the GFL and BFL.
Yep.
So, yeah, coming back to us is really going to add another string to our bow on the bench.
Yep, goes to a similar barber to me as well.
Ah, he does.
Very, very good man is Mark Ettridge. Very, very good man.
Sure is.
You've done well picking him up. The Belmont Lions have done well over the years, although they're stuck in that little, but you know, a little spot in between South Barwon and Grovedale.
Yeah.
They seem to be able to field junior complement right through, and there's some good kids coming through. And I suppose the one I want to ask about is Brock Marnie, and I suppose where he's at with his footy. He's obviously, I think, Rookie of the Year in the GDFL and
one league
medals and stuff like that. He's a kid that you look to build your team around?
Yeah, definitely. Look, something that we really want to focus on over the next couple of years, or at least at my time at the helm, I really want to work on retention. Being one of those clubs that can retain their juniors coming through, especially the list they've got at the moment, coming through the 17s and the 19s, just spending that short time with them at the moment, they are quite strong and they're very coachable. They all want to learn. They all want to, you know, improve and move forward with their footy. So, yeah, look, touching base on Brocky there, I suppose, I've had a good chat. Brocky is staying. He will probably play a majority in the juniors. But in saying that, he's quite capable of sliding up with us. Mm. And if there's a spot there for him, he'll definitely be on our side.
Yeah. Talk to us about your coaching and development. I suppose, have you been able to, you've obviously said you've got Mark Etheridge as an assistant coach, but
yeah,
are there others you're leaning on? And I suppose the obvious one is the old man, Daryl, who's obviously a legend of local footy. He's coached in his own right himself at interleague level, but also at local level. Do you pick his brain quite often?
I wouldn't say quite often, but yeah, probably once a week we have a bit of a chat. I do bounce off him a little bit, just for some ideas and stuff like that. But to be honest, I sort of want to make my own mark there on Belmont. And yeah, definitely working with some coaches. Don't get me wrong, I don't pretend to know it all. But yeah, look, probably go a bit higher there. I'm doing a little bit of work with Brendan McCartney as a bit of a coaching development role there. And you know, most people know what he's doing around Geelong at the moment, working with some young coaches, which is good. Just adds another string to my bow as well. So, yeah, look, bouncing off a few others. It's good to sit down and have a chat with a few. I've had a chat with Newcombe's new coach, Jai Walker, there. We've had a bit of a coffee and stuff as well. So it's just good to get around. You know, it's not a secret what we're doing. We don't pretend to be, you know, right up there this year. We are in a building process. So the first, you know, four rounds with our draw, I guess, will show where we're at.
Yep. Your first four rounds, Corio, West, Anarchy, and Winchelsea. So there's some winnable games of footy in that opening month.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Look, I'm not, like I said, we're not saying that we're going to come out and set the world on fire and win all four, but at the same time, we do wish to improve on last year. And we look at last year's games, and I've sat down and had a look at some footage of those particular four games and just see where we can improve moving forward. So, like I said, we're not setting any large targets for ourselves. We just want to improve on last year and be more consistent than what we have been in previous years.
Yeah, the competitive nature of the GDFL is really, I suppose, something that has the league in good stead at the moment, isn't it? It's going to be a lot of teams fighting for spots in the five. You may not necessarily be one of those, but you might be able to shape the five come, you know, the second half of the season.
Yeah, look, don't get me wrong. We do, like I said, without sort of penciling in wins here and there, it's not something we want to do. But at the same time, we would like to at least take one or two scalps throughout the year and, like you said, shape those finals if we can, and definitely give those top five teams that have been up there over the last few years, at least give them a good shake. And you know, our aim is just to be within the game at three-quarter time. If we're in the game at three-quarter time, hopefully a bit of fitness shines through and a bit of smarts and our structure stands strong. And like I said, we'll be thereabouts at the end of the game if that's the case.
Yep. What are your numbers been like at pre-season training?
Yeah, definitely. Look, you know, as most GDFL sides have, Fridays are a bit of a lull night. But in saying that, before Christmas, we were looking pretty strong with mid-20s to around that 30. Now we're up around the 30 plus every night, which is good. So yeah, some blokes coming back to the club, you know, just waiting on some clearances come through, so I won't go into that too much. But yeah, like I said, blokes coming back to the club now, they know what we're about, and they're just getting their heads around the new structure and new game plan and new style that we want to run with.
Yep. So what sort of style can we expect, what without giving too much away?
Yeah, look, without giving too much away, like I said, it's probably because Belmont have lacked that bit of structure and game plan they haven't been given over the last few years. It's probably just something new for them as well, so they're just learning it and picking up as we go along. But in saying that, yeah, something completely new for them. We try and shorten up our game a bit this year and yeah, probably a little bit more run.
Yep. Winter Reserve obviously is a unique ground because of its size. Do you try and structure up to suit that in some way?
Yeah, look, I think you're crazy if you don't. It's the only small ground in the comp. So I truly believe that, yeah, turning that place back into a fortress is a big focus for us. Yeah, the structure will reflect that in the first few games, or first few home games anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Working towards getting some young talent through, we mentioned Brock Marnie, but anybody else that sort of jumped off the page at pre-season training and said, pick me in round one, anybody you've been impressed by that's of the current crop of players that you've come in to work with?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I've got a couple that have sort of been in and out of the ones and twos over previous years. You know, the whole side's pretty young without sort of diving just and pencil necking it just to the juniors. But Sean Jubb is one that's probably surprised me a bit. He's sort of really clung to what we want to bring on board this year. And I think it's just hit home with him that he can be a lot better. And, you know, with the coaching staff that have a bit of belief in these young fellas, they've really stepped up. There's a lot of boys there that probably aren't well known around the league. But I guarantee after this year, they're going to know their names, that's for sure.
Yep. Three practice matches?
Yep.
You're heading down to Apollo, but you're still on the road. Obviously, Winter Reserve's hard to get onto until...
It is with the cricket there.
Until the footy season. So Apollo Bay, old collegians from the Warrnambool League down at Port Ferry and West Footscray as well, gives you you've really got the opportunity to hit the ground running, haven't you, playing three games?
Yeah, we do. Look, we wanted to... I wanted to get them penciled in nice and early. It's probably something that the old man did pass on, is making sure that they're locked in nice and early, because you don't want to be chasing them, you know, come Feb. So we did lock at least two of those three in quite early. Obviously up in the Western regions, I developed a bit of friendship there with Dean Lawson and, you know, very nice fella. So we hit it off and actually had a bit of a chat at a wedding and said, look, let's get this sorted, get it penciled in nice and early, which we did.
Yep.
Obviously with the connections also at West Footscray, we got that one penciled in nice and early as well. So they're probably sitting about where we were as a GDFL side last year, as they are up in Western regions. So it's probably a good little hit out for us.
Yep, give you a bit of a gauge of where...
It does, yeah. Look, we didn't... we wanted to make sure that they were going to be... We're going to get something out of those three games, not just you know, one smash the side or two get smashed ourselves. So it was more just around making sure it was a good contest that we can really stick to those structures and really practice them and work on them leading into round one.
Yep. Any injury issues? Any players that are going to make a delayed start to the year?
Not at this stage. Look, we have really altered our training in the last 6 weeks to probably try and ramp up that physicality a little bit and just make sure our bodies are ready. So probably mainly just general soreness throughout a few blokes, but we are working on them, you know, to make sure they are up and ready by round one. So nothing to really give you there, Kingy, on blokes that will be delayed.
Yep.
Yeah.
what's pre-season been like in terms of what you've been doing? Did you try and vary it up a bit? Because obviously if you start in early to mid-November, blokes can get a little bit stale by February, can't they?
Yeah, look, they can, and we did start very early. I think we were probably one of the first sides to start there. But in saying that, the boys understood that that's where we're at, and we can't deny that the stats from last year show that we do need a bit of work. But for me, it was mainly just keeping it fresh for them. New drills, not so much the same stuff that has been happening over previous years. We really worked on making sure a lot of it was match simulation and really game sense orientated. So that way, it just kept it fresh for them. Bit of body on body as well there, so we can condition the bodies. And yeah, like I said, just moving forward with our new structure. So post Christmas has just been really working on that structure and making sure we get it. And the last thing we want to do is go out there and not be prepared for our own structure. So
yep, bit of a whisper that there might be a bit of technology involved this year as well, tracking the play. Have you got GPS coming in as well?
Yeah, look, we have. Obviously, up in the Western Regions there, it's quite professional footy. It's fast paced. And it's ran like a business up there. So they're ahead of the times up there, I believe, and they really bring in as much as they can. We're going to do a bit of drone work as well just to make sure our structures are on point. And, yeah, look, we've got the GPS vest this year, so we'll be not so much tracking kilometres in each player. You know, don't get me wrong, some kilometres will be tracked on certain players.
Yep.
But, yeah, just other things like making sure our wingers are structured up correctly. It does show you zone mapping and stuff like that as well, so I can make sure my wingers are in position, you know, for the majority of the day there.
Yeah, especially on a ground like Winter Reserve.
Yeah, look, that's where it matters the most, I believe. You know, like I said, we really want to make sure that we turn that place back into a fortress, and we're not saying we're going to win every home game by any means, but it's making sure, like I said, that we are in that game at three-quarter time, and if we are in that game at three-quarter time at home, you know, you best believe that coming home in that last quarter will be quite strong.
Where do you see the teams to beat being this year? Is it the similar sides to last year? Is it, you know, Bannockburn, Thompson, Inverleigh, Centrals, those sort of sides?
Yeah, look, to be honest, it's I look at the ins and outs for those sides, and you know, Bannockburn have picked up quite strong again, so you know, they're going to be right up there. Werribee obviously picking up Reece Prismal, who I played against up there in the Western Regions. You know, he's quite smart and he'll be a good coach in his own right. So if they get his brother on board as well, it's going to be, you know, they'll be up there as well. So I think them, they're going to be hard to beat up at the Duck Pond as well. So look, we're not really focused on those top five sides. We've got to probably work on those five in front of us to start with.
Yep.
And go from there. Like I said, we're not aiming for the heavens, but we just aim to be competitive and improve on what we have in previous years.
Well, so the Lions are in good hands. I know you've been really looking forward to the opportunity to coach your own side, and a lot of work's gone into this. So we wish you the very best of luck. Big one, your standalone game on the Sunday against Corio, the Indigenous game on April 5 as well, so you're going to have the eyes of the GDFL on you, which I reckon, knowing you, you'll enjoy that.
Oh, look, to be honest, I'm trying to get changed back to the Saturday myself. I like to have a beer after the game, and you can't quite do that on a Sunday, but especially those boys at Corio, you know, they're in the same boat as us. So, look, it'd just be nice to not be segregated the Sunday and just be able to go about our thing and our business. So, look, I wish them all the best as well as us. But, yeah, look, we will be aiming for that one to be a good match on the Sunday, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I really appreciate you coming in. We wish you the best of luck for the year, and thanks for joining us.
Much appreciated, Kingy. Thank you very much.
Next in our season countdown series, we're going to catch up with Lara coach Shane Stone.